In 2014, the Doctors of the World program raised $15,000 for the Healing Arts Initiative at Oshai Children's Hospital. This week, they were able to see the program in action while playing for some of the patients. Bassoon player and retired cardiologist Fred Albrecht was in Bonn, Germany, playing at the Beethoven Festival when he and members of the World Doctors Orchestra decided they would do some outreach projects to get more exposure and include more doctors, which is ambitious given the diversity of players Albrecht has already encountered.
I've played with the clarinetist in Yokohama, Japan before, and I played with the French horn first in Armenia and then in Cleveland, and as well as in Seattle.
The Doctors of the World program came to fruition when Albrecht pitched the idea to the BPO several years ago. Now Albrecht, who has been playing music since he was three, can be seen after his performance doing his best to convince a toddler to become a future bassoonist.
You're going to remember this, right? And you're going to play the bassoon. We get to break up their day a little bit. They get to see something they haven't seen before. I mean, how many kids get to sit 3 feet away from people playing not only a musical instrument, but interacting with musical instruments, trying to share their musical ideas amongst the group? So I think it's a very good experience for the children, and hopefully some of them will be inspired by it.
You okay, buddy? What's wrong?
We did look. He enjoyed the music. He's sad it's gone.
That crying child is Noah Cahill. He may have been inspired moments ago, but got upset after the cellist left. His father, Christopher Cahill, says it isn't just the kids who enjoy the music.
It was definitely a great distraction for the children and for the parents alike. So it was really nice that they were able to come up and share some time with us. Classical arts, it's definitely a thing that's decaying in our generation, and it's good to have some enriching music that he could listen to.
These doctors pay for their own expenses to perform across the globe. That includes hall rentals and travel costs. Their mission is to bring music and medicine together. Oshai Children's Hospital Vice President Andrew Bennett was impressed.
I had a chance to meet some of them last night, and they are from all over the States, and a lot from Germany. And, you know, their backgrounds in terms of medicine aren't that dissimilar to the physicians we have here at the hospital, but they love music. You know, you think they're professionals on a regular basis is what they do for their day jobs.
The BPO helps out by providing a week of coaching under the direction of music director Joanne Folletta. Albrecht says the professional musicians get something out of it, too.
Everybody gets to learn. They get to learn a little medicine, all those questions they never had answered. They get to talk to us directly, and then we get to pick up all the tips from the professional players to keep our music playing much better.
In 2020, Albrecht would like to bring the World Doctors Orchestra and their 1,000-plus members to Buffalo to raise more money for the hospital. For him and many of these performers, the foundation of music and medicine go hand in hand.
Medicine is very much a lot of hard work and lots of reading and lots of effort, and that all began with the base of me starting my musician career when I was 3 years old, and the constant a dedication to practicing and trying to improve yourself carries through right into medicine.
Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.